Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Northern Transmissions. Thanks for checking in again to edition number 9, featuring the lovely and talented Icelandic singer Olaf Arnalds. I had the chance to sit down with Olaf just before her sound check, as she was ready to open up for Blonde Redhead at the fabulous Commodore Ballroom in Vancouver, BC. Let's check out the track Jonathan off the 2010 Inandair Skinny, released on the One Little Indian label.
Affection and hatred. Do-ra-lo-ra-lo-ra-lo-ra.
Play a few different instruments. Is there one that really challenges you? One that maybe give you a lot more satisfaction than different instruments?
I guess that the instrument that I play, you know, the only instrument that I think that I play decently is, you know, the guitar. But, you know, in some ways I see myself as a bit of a Renaissance character. I play many instruments badly. Well, I think that I see my voice as my most important instrument. You know, I think it's definitely the instrument that I am the most connected with, and I feel that I can gain the most control over compared to any other instrument that I've, you know, tried.
Thank you again for listening. I hope you're enjoying my interview with Olaf Arnolds, and you might hear a bit of some funny noise in the back. That's the dog of Blonde Redhead in the next dressing room over, and they are sound checking at the present time. I think it adds a bit of a flavor to the interview. So let's get back to it.
Do some of your songs mean more than others? Were all they all equally loved, like little children?
Yeah, I mean, I experience my songs like a little bit like characters that just, they kind of jump out of nowhere, and I'm just looking at them and saying, where do you come from? Yeah, of course, some of them are maybe more important to me than others, just for, yeah, kind of just personal reasons. And then sometimes I like my, you know, I think some of them are better written than others, and some of them sound better than others. I like them all for, you know, different reasons, you know.
Let's check out another track off the 2010 release, In Undear Skinny. This is Surrender, featuring Björk.
Surrender.
The inspiration behind Surrender, and was it enjoyable singing with Björk?
Actually, I didn't sing with her when we recorded. Her contribution came later. Okay. So since we are friends for some years, I brought the record to her when it was in its mixing stage, just to get, you know, like a another ear on it, and she grew particularly interested in that track and just got an idea of something to record.
Right.
And so she recorded that individually and offered it to me and said I could use it any way I want and edit any way I want, and I just decided to leave it exactly the way she sort of sung it and did it. So,
continuing on the topic of the recording process, we talked about whether it was a daunting experience working with 32 people on In Endure Skinny.
Are there really 32 people?
That's what it said on the credits on the All Music Guide. Your album's listed on there in total. Does it sound like a lot?
Oh! If that's the total amount of people, then that's something, you know, quite incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe, yeah, if I think, yeah, I start thinking about it, yeah, they're like... Well, funny, I just hadn't even, like, thought about, you know, how many people, you know, I've never, like, counted.
Yeah,
how many people were involved, but, you know, that's great, you know. But, of course, you know, some of them just, you know, came in for one session to sing La La La, or you know, play an instrument, you know. Of course, there were a few who were... Of course, you know, the main collaborators.
I hope you're enjoying my interview with Olaf Arnolds. Next, we touched on her multimedia project, as they say, as well as recording solo material, apart from her collaborative efforts with Mum.
When I started writing my own songs, I didn't really see it as an action of, you know, leaving my collaborations or, you know, taking a front or anything like that. It was more, you know, just the music started coming to me and I had to, you know, make it into something, and then, you know, it just turned into a little bit bigger thing than I maybe expected at first. So you know, and just became, yeah, my main occupation. I basically just didn't have time for anything except that, you know, so that's kind of how it happened. I came, and the thing with, as they say, the video project was that I'd done a multi-frame video performance piece before, and I just wanted to extend the idea and, you know, turn it into a bigger thing. So I went and interviewed people and,
right,
you know, got them to contribute,
right,
something in their own language from their heart about music, and then when I was writing the music for it and was singing the music, I took I was going from the rhythm and the melody that's built in the language, you know, the sound of each language. So that you know, that was the basis of how I wrote the music. So while studying that, it was easy to adapt it and learn it at the same time, you know.
Here's a song, beautiful, so bright and young.
You got mojo,
you got soul, full of colors, pearls and poetry,
climbing over cemetery walls, watering the sea.
Fire is fire, that is all.
Don't go in the crazy car. Stream of gold from your guitar. Good old Lolita.
You're a diva, you are strong.
Baby, what the hell is wrong? What is wrong with vanity? Why not just embrace it? A pop star is a pop star. Don't go in the crazy car.
And that was Crazy Car, again off the 2010 release, and then they're Skinny on the One Little Indian label. I really like that song, actually. That's really pretty. Next, we talked about being exposed to different types of music in Iceland, as well as what inspires her about the country.
Yeah, I think it's the water. There's so much, you know, source of water and warm water and, you know, swimming pools. And I like water, you know.
Water?
Yeah. And there's such a lot of it in Iceland.
Right.
And yeah, and I like the people there as well, you know.
Was it hard as a child to find different music growing up in Iceland?
Well, Iceland in the 80s was, you know, very different from what it is now. Yeah, not so many things were available in general. So, and my parents weren't that much into, you know, into popular culture. So I wasn't really exposed that much to that many things.
Right.
Was more just grew up more around classical music and literature and stuff like this. So I guess that, yeah, and I think that that's maybe a part of my creative output, is that I don't really have, I'm a little bit like clueless, if you know, if one could say, or Amish or something. It's like, it's that, you know, I don't know. Yeah, I'm not aware of all the references that people, you know, are referring to when they're talking about my music, and they say, oh, it reminds me of this and that, and I'm just totally blank, or, you know, I'm just making my music, you know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, but now, of course, lately, I've been getting exposed a lot to a lot of music and musicians, and it's really exciting, and I'm excited to see what effect that's going to have on my art as well.
Thank you again for listening to another edition of Northern Transmissions featuring the lovely and talented Olaf Arnolds. Thank you to producer extraordinaire, as always, Senior Andy Kallstrom, and also the lovely Heather DeLong for further technical assistance. And we're going to listen to one more track, and forgive me, Olaf, and people out there for butchering this, but this is, it's a really another beautiful song. It's called Alt E Goody off the 2010 Inandere Skinny album.